Test 1, 2.
Microphone check.
I like that a lot. I like it when you do that.
Microphone.
Yeah, I agree.
Doug, Cat, where's Jennings Randolph Jr.?
Might be smoking. We can go.
We'll just go.
We can go.
All right, here we go.
My wife actually, we had a good time doing it the last time. It's exciting. Now
welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Light. Live from Hot Shots on Manchester. Broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug's just Simple Minds alive and kicking.
Oh, yeah. That's the
boy, it's exciting now because this is the time of the show when we get down to business.
Well, this is it. I mean, now at this point, you're sitting here and you're listening to this on a Friday morning. And you're gathered around the hearth with your family. Maybe somebody's making a short stack.
Some sort of toaster pastry.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And your son says to you, Dad, can you score a couple tickets to South Broadway Athletic Club tonight for me? And you know what you say?
No.
What?
I usually say, no. You don't need to be going down there. You need to hit the books. You need to work on your studies.
I am proud of John Vaughn and his fan page involvement.
He is very involved. Doug might not be, but John Vaughn represents for him. John Vaughn and the fans.
Love me some John Vaughn.
Uh-oh.
He's a good dude. He's a good guy.
That's a real bad sign.
I heard Kat talking about it today. You're a good father.
Is he vile on there?
No, he's
vile, isn't he?
He's a respected member of the family.
He's a good kid, and you're a role model for parents. You are now.
Yeah,
get used to it.
No question.
I don't know about that.
God bless Flozell. It's a good name, right? I love it.
So now, Doug, this is kind of what it's all about. I mean, this started back in August. Yeah. And now here we are.
Wow.
6-7 months later, these two gentlemen are getting in the squared circle.
Nobody thought it could happen.
Nobody thought it would happen.
Thank
you. Bud Select said if it does, we'll sponsor it.
Really?
DB said if it does, we'll host the after party.
But it can't happen, probably. No.
But now it has, and it's about to. Ladies and gentlemen, the battle on Broadway, Timberfake and Ryan Kelly. Oh, my God.
Tomorrow night.
There he is, Doug. He's got a new outfit on. He's like Sarah Jessica Parker hosting an award show. Every 5 minutes, it's something new.
I'm the playbaby. I'm the madman. I'm the psycho. I'm the killer.
Doug, they let us take a song along Broadway.
I just sit back and get laid, brother.
Oh, Timmy's doing it.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, my God.
He's doing it.
Move.
Ryan Kelly's not looking. He won't look at it.
You can see the steroids working their magic.
Action Jackson.
Gotta watch him.
What is this?
You'll be able to see this on Inside STLV.
And his trainer's unhappy with it. Dave looks unhappy. Why?
He doesn't like it.
Dave doesn't want to show.
You know what he's thinking of right now, Doug? He's thinking of Corey Spinks with Nelly and Zab Chuda. And Corey Spinks came into that ring and did a whole Apollo Creed thing.
Boom.
And he went down. He went down. Zab Chuda didn't come like a thief in the night.
He did not come like a thief in the night.
Zab Chuda came through the front door. And now he's yelling at Injun Joe's cave ride match.
Right. A little more serious over to my left.
Ryan Kelly.
A little more structured.
Does Ryan Kelly have walk-up music?
Ryan Kelly on the other
side. I have not been told yet if Ryan Kelly has walk-up music. Ryan Kelly, do you have music that you need, sir?
No, he doesn't need
it. He doesn't need it.
It's just like Tyson walking.
All business.
Oh,
all
sea monster would like to talk. It must be something important.
Ryan does indeed have walk-up music. I was told to keep it top secret until tomorrow night.
Oh, damn, Gina.
Oh, wow.
Damn, Gina.
Understand.
Wow. The mental game, Doug. We're watching it play out in front of us tonight. It's amazing. And Hot Shots on Manchester.
You know what Ryan Kelly does? He closes loans and he closes out suckers.
Closes out suckers.
This is going to be great.
This is what it's all about. The scale, I believe, is right in front of us, Doug.
There it is.
And I want to watch both fighters strip down naked and embrace.
No, no, no.
Thank you.
No.
Timberfake, you are the champion. Would you like to be weighed in first, or would you like to let the you
go last?
As if I should have known.
Sure.
He's the champion.
Oh, of course.
Champ,
he gets the microphone.
Does it work?
No, I already know. He's gonna be 15 to 20 pounds heavier. But so what am I, Dave? What's my weight class?
Why don't we just weigh you? How about
I'm
that?
A welterweight, and he's a light heavyweight, but that ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
Oh.
They'll get some white men can't jump. Was that 92 or 91?
I think 93.
Rosie Perez's breasts, they were bigger than areolas are.
Join Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for the Ultimate Blues Fans Giveaway. Hot Shots MVPs can win great prizes all season, including the grand prize, a suite for you and seven friends at an upcoming Blues game. Also, scratch to win other great prizes, including Blues 50th Anniversary prizes, signed Blues merchandise, Hot Shots gift cards, free Hot Shots food, and much more. All you have to do to enter into the Ultimate Blues Fan Giveaway is to swipe your Hot Shots MVP card on any visit. The more you use your MVP card, the more chances you have to win.
Want smooth skin with an easy, easy shave? Well, how about Harry's? Harry's Razors. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. You just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, a special offer fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, promo code INSIDESTL.
Anyone in St. Louis knows where Concord Plaza on South Limburg is. Well, guess who's coming to 127 Concord Plaza? You got it, the Appliance Discounters. This inspiring showroom will feature all of the big brands like Bosch, Thermador, GE, Frigidaire, Samsung, and LG, and as always, at the lowest price. Until then, shop any of our 6 showrooms around St. Louis and the Metro East, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com, and we'll see you in Concord Plaza.
A quick thank you to Iggy. This is his bathroom scale, so thank you, Iggy.
Thank you, Iggy.
Who did you say has big areolas?
Rosie Perez. Remember that white man can't jump?
Major areolas.
She was wonderful. She was going to the Stookie Brothers. The Stookie
Brothers. Stookie.
Whatever, great on.
Whatever happened to Rosie Perez?
I don't know. I think she's brokering time in Tulsa. All right, the challenger, Ryan Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, the home loan expert.
Woo!
Ryan, if you would, step up and step onto the scale. Doug, the number 166.5 is what's in Las Vegas for the over-under.
Okay.
He is getting on the scale. He has brought his trainers.
He looks fit as a fiddle.
Harold
looks
and
confident.
Jerome are with him.
He's got fire in his eyes, people.
Where are my Plowhawk? You want to get up there and give us an official reading? Ladies and gentlemen, the Plowhawk with the microphone, if you would. Why is Timberfake yelling at Ryan Kelly already?
Take the mic.
Go ahead, Ryan. All right. Or go ahead, Plowhawk.
Get close.
168.4 for Ryan
Kelly. 168.4
for the over.
He's bulked
the
up.
I'm tweeting that out.
Big.
Look at the muscle.
Big.
Look at the muscle. The muscle.
Yeah. 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 Only don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, the defending TMA Federation champion, the number one play baby, the John Stamos of St. Louis, Timberfast.
He's shadow boxing.
What's he doing with the scale? What's that all about, Doug? Why is he touching the scale?
He wants to show the crowd.
Yeah. Plowhawk, if you would. And Deuce Mello is telling him how to get on his scale. It's a Chris. Wonderful scene.
You just Chris. Stand on it.
Chris is his name.
Go ahead. Plowhawk, if you would. What's going on?
It stands on the scale. There you go. Attaboy.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead.
146.4.
Over is covered.
Both
Doug.
Overs Woo! Covered. Both overs covered.
Pound over.
The Big Al parlay hit.
Yeah, it did. He's always public. He's always over. Timberfake, 146.4. I'm surprised you don't have the microphone. The one time I actually
Let's
went
get
to talk
it one.
To you. Was that where you wanted to be coming in when you and Dave Jackson set out months ago on this journey that
leads
us here
honestly,
tonight?
Honestly, like, I enjoy the training, you know. I grew up on boxing, and it's not against Ryan Kelly. Like,
I feel like Jim Acosta right now.
No, I grew up watching Pernell Sweet, Pete Whitaker, you know, Hector Macho Camacho,
Maucho.
All of them. And, you know, like Triple G. I like, no offense, Ryan, but like, do you even know who Triple G is?
Oh,
what
damn.
What difference does that make?
Damn.
I'm just saying, do you even know who Triple G is? I'm just saying, but here's my thing. What we're doing tonight, all the fans out there, it's just not about just us. You know, we're going to put on a show.
Ah! Put him down! Put him down!
There we go, there we go.
Put him down!
Well, anyways, we're going to put on a show, and these three charities, he called me out. Ryan Kelly called me out. And, you know, I could fight anybody on the fan page, and it would still sell out. I'm Showtime.
The question is, sir.
I even just asked if you were happy with your weight.
Even if your shorts, I understand, weigh 17 pounds, will make up some of the deficit.
I'm wearing skinnies, man.
However, will that change your approach in the fight that giving up a huge weight deficit, sir?
What am I?
Dave is frustrated with you.
He's a light heavyweight, and I'm a welterweight or a middle, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You're less.
But we're going to put on a show for all the fans, and we're going to raise some money for three of the greatest charities out. That's what it's about. There's no bad blood here. None.
I like that.
There's no bad blood.
He's a sport.
There's no bad blood.
2.0 is a great American. Now, Ryan.
There's no bad blood.
Ryan, you have the big weight advantage. How do you plan to utilize that?
Hard.
Damn!
Oh!
Repeatedly.
I saw you got some heavy hands, man.
You got 10 years of youth on me. You know, I think that kind of maybe cancels out the weight.
Yeah,
I'm 42 years old. You're like 28.
And you know, I'm not hating. I'll tell you this. Ryan Kelly's a champion in life, you know. What he does, he's a man. He does a lot of great things for St. Louis. And, you know, I just hope people appreciate that, what we're doing. Because 98.9% of the fan pagers... You know, when you called me out, I'm like, let's do it.
Nick Lachey.
98 degrees, Nick Lachey. But, no, I mean, I accepted your match.
I'm hitting numbers like One Direction all day.
Hey. There's a rematch clause, and, you know, we're not worried about that.
Wait a minute. I'm not worried about that. No, he did.
You ain't going to want the rematch.
I'm ready. I heard you. You said knockout round 3. I'm just saying, I'm gonna outbox you, and okay. You better be ready for that, for them heavy hands, boy.
Night terrors.
We'll see.
Night terrors.
You bring it, man. Your body shots, my body shots. Let's just keep it sexy, and it's gonna be a good night.
It'll be a fun night. Fun night.
Ryan Kelly, you've listened to this now for the last couple of minutes. It was wonderful. Some of it made sense.
No, is Proud Joe
your
here?
Your response.
We talk a lot about the three charities. I just want to take 1 minute, if you don't mind, just to talk to you guys seriously about these three organizations. I don't have any of this scripted or written out. I left one meeting to run here. I just changed in the parking lot to put this on because I had to go sit at a meeting. But those three organizations that we're fighting for are incredible. We have Catherine Cares here, so we'll start with Catherine Cares. People,
Wayne and Lord, Catherine Cares, doing incredible work.
Yeah, they're sitting right there at the table.
Yeah, Wayne Turley, come up here, man. Come up here. Come up here, my man.
My turn. This is Wayne from Catherine
Cares. I'm the one that made this happen.
Don't forget, you're going to donate all your money to them when you're done, too.
We're going to be cutting some big checks tomorrow night, Doug, and I can't wait.
Anyhow, Catherine Cares takes care of families who lose or get a life-threatening diagnosis while they're pregnant. It hits home in a lot of different ways for me and for people in my office. And we enjoy being part of what they're doing. The Bears, the Shafley Beer, everything that they're working towards, a condo in the Hilton Head area to send families to. Now imagine if you're pregnant with your loved one and you find out that baby's just not gonna make it. And you know, you might have to go all the way forward with that. The baby might be alive for a week, it might not ever be alive. And they had this exact incident happen to them with Catherine, their daughter. And afterwards, they thought there needs to be something over and beyond what the hospitals can offer you as far as counseling and talking to you. And they filled that niche, and they did an incredible job. And Wayne and his wife run Catherine Cares. He works. He's at a normal job, you know, to pay the bills. It's a passion project for them, and it's an incredible thing. And when you donate money to them, that money goes to the foundation to help the families in need. It doesn't go into their pockets and everything else. So that's Catherine Cares.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Another one that's really close to my heart. I've climbed multiple mountains for them. I've summited mountains. I hate heights. I hate cold weather. I hate climbing. I hate it about as much as anything. And I get scared up there. I get nervous up there. I faint, basically. It's when I climb those mountains, it's a tough one. But when I'm on summit day and I want to go for that peak and I'm a few days in, I think about the kids at Friends of Kids with Cancer that I've had such a great opportunity over the years to meet, bring to my home, to just be part of my life, raise dollars and climb those mountains. Friends of Kids with Cancer, like Catherine Cares, is an organization based here in St. Louis. It's a nonprofit. You have board members working it without salaries, giving up all their weekends, their nights, and everything to raise dollars. These two organizations are incredible, and I would have never known about them without Inside STL and 590. 590 put the relationships together many years ago, and these are two absolute incredible.
Well, hey, Wayne Charlie, come up here real quick.
We have one more real fast, and then I'll let you go. The final one is the Three Little Birds for Life. That's a big heavy
hitter. Another great one.
That's a big heavy hitter here on 590. A lot of people know of them. They do great things. But if we compare kind of what Friends of Kids with Cancer does for the children, Three Little Birds for Life does for the 20 to 40-year-olds. So there's a lot of 20 to 40-year-olds here. Imagine you're on your first semester down at Mizzou, and you get diagnosed with cancer. You know, you went through high school, you fought your way through, you go down to school, and then boom, your world just shakes. And Three Little Birds for Life comes in, and they do wishes for these kids, you know, for the young adults. And it's been great to get to know people at Three Little Birds for Life. We're doing a fundraiser with them, another separate one, which we're really excited about, and Catherine Cares. Those are the three organizations. Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Thank you, Ryan, for summing that up. I really appreciate that.
Ryan Kelly, come up here. As entertaining as this is, it's
going to
be a great
quick.
Thing
Ryan,
to give
Ryan.
That kind of money. And yeah. raise
Ryan.
The awareness.
Ryan, wants
Ryan
to
come
play.
Here for a minute. This is love. But, no, I was at an event at Billy G's with Doug and the Cat. I don't know if McCartney was there. But I saw Catherine Cares. Wayne, I saw you guys there, and you guys weren't even involved in this for a minute. But when I saw you guys there and I heard your story, I go, you know, because Ryan Kelly already had his picked out, you know. And I'm like, no, we're getting Catherine Cares involved in this. And I'm the one that got this started. I'm fighting for you guys, and I'm fighting for all three charities.
We're very appreciative.
And then that's amazing. It's all about you guys. Like, we're going to put on a show for you guys, but when it comes down to it, it's all about you guys.
And you know what? We got two stormy combatants that really care about the charity. So let's hear it. Because there are no villains. Good guys.
Woo! Bless.
Good guys.
And that's all I got to say. Me versus him is not Producer Joe.
No.
But when we get in the ring, it's going to be a war, you know?
Ryan predict third round KO today. Well, what's your prediction, sir? It's the last time we'll hear from you.
I don't have predictions. I'm a slick fighter, and I know I'm my brothers are 12-time Missouri State Wrestling champ. My uncle's a Golden Glove. Harold Petty, you know who he fought when I tell him in a minute.
And swear I didn't ask this question.
It's not a tag team, man.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, I got boxing in my blood. I grew up on boxing. Like, Ryan Kelly is in. I mean, I guess, Ryan, you're a fan of boxing now, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've gotten involved with 12th and Park. We want to keep
that's the best boxing organization in St. Louis. They make champions there, just like Marquette. Mm-hmm.
Sure, absolutely.
Welcome to Park, man. It's no joke.
And Harold Petty, hey, Mr. Harold Petty,
let me hear from Dave. Dave come
Dave
here.
Jackson.
Dave.
Tell
Dave.
Me, Dave.
Let's
tell him what you want to tell about
Dave.
They
love Dave Jackson. They love Dave Jackson.
This guy, that's the man right there. Dave, I got a question for you. How do you see this fight going? What does your guy have to do to beat an obviously in-shape Ryan Kelly, who seems very motivated, sir?
He's going to have to stay very focused to what he's been doing for the last 8 or 9 weeks.
As he drinks a Bud Light behind you.
Oh, that's got him hopping mad.
He won't talk anymore, Doug.
God bless Dave.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm like Ricardo Mayorga. Mr. Petty, you know about Ricardo Mayorga? The boxer Ricardo Mayorga.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, he smokes cigarettes coming to the ring, you know? But anyways, this is one of the most legendary boxers in St. Louis and one of the trainers. I know Dave Jackson has a lot of respect for you, Mr. Petty.
Yeah, I met Dave. He's cool.
Yeah, and you're cool, too.
What about Ryan? He's a guy that we know is all business. He works long hours, and he put that same sort of motivation into his training. Tell us about that.
well, me meeting Ryan and me working with him been a pleasure. He comes in, he straps on a hard hat, and we work hard every day in the gym. We come to win. We're going to work fast and hard.
So you would say he's been committed as most of your fighters?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He works.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have it any other way. You have to come in and work.
Either you do it or you don't.
Right.
There
absolutely.
It is.
He trained just like a fighter does.
Nothing left to say, but let's
get it on. Gentlemen,
Doug. Get it on.
Doug, hold on a second. Dave Jackson has grabbed the microphone. Oh. He would like to say something.
All right.
I just want to say that there's been a lot of ups and downs and peaks and valleys during this training camp with Chris, but he hasn't complained. I put him through a lot, and he's really worked hard, and he's going to come out. He's going to give his best 100%. And let the chips fall where they will.
You got it.
Oh, wow.
This is a lot. The beautiful thing about it, Timmy and Dougie Fresh and Jimmy, is this is a little different than what we had with Prod Joe and
a lot of tension, Jennings.
Timberfake. I mean, this is for charity. This is for good causes. And they're both ready to do it.
Yeah, there's no bad blood between me and Ryan Kelly at all. Like,
it's going to be a great
fight.
But
like I said, when we get in the ring, it's a war. It's may the best man win.
And I commend you for over the last couple of months slowing your roll on the fan page and doing the right things, my man.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill is your home for the best cheesesteak in St. Louis. Two locations on Manchester and Maplewood and Old Ballast and Creve Coeur. Stop into the Post for Thursday and Friday Blues games for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game, a free Blue Note shot when Steen scores, and 10% off your tab for wearing your Blues gear. Happy hour 3 to 6 Monday through Friday. Discounted pints, wells, and select $5 appetizers. Tuesdays are all day happy hour. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friend.
Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum honors the legacy of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, father of the old school tattoo and American legend. Sailor Jerry was a Navy vet who built his rep tattooing soldiers and sailors in World War II era Hawaii. He spent half his life as a sailor and the other half tattooing them, so making a spiced rum in his honor was an obvious choice. Sailor Jerry is made using the old school tradition of sailors spicing their high proof rum rations. If you're out celebrating Mardi Gras this month, be sure to ask for Sailor Jerry Spiced Rum and your Hurricane, the official spiced rum of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 92 proof, bold and smooth as hell.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I've gone from working out of my basement, knocking on doors, to running one of the most respected mortgage companies in the entire Midwest. How do we do it? Simple. Lower rates, better loans, with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Call me directly and I will get you pre-approved for your new home loan today. 314-781-9700 or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You know, I'm the number one player, baby. It doesn't matter, but
I know that.
But this Mr. Petty is a legend, and Dave Jackson's been the best coach you can get. And you know, I commend Ryan Kelly. You know, he's a busy guy. He's a very successful guy.
No question.
And you know, he called me out, and I'm like, well, let's raise some money for some great charities, and let's do the damn thing.
And then Ryan looks like he wants to hit him right now. Actually,
it ain't about that.
I gotta go.
It's going down, man.
Gotta go, Ryan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks to all the fans.
Stormy combatants tomorrow, Jenny.
Good luck to both of them.
Tomorrow, tonight, if you're listening on Friday morning, South Broadway Athletic Club. It's presented by Bud Select, and it goes down at South Broadway Athletic Club. And then the post-match party at DB's.
And don't forget the broadcast.
Are you guys going to do a stare down before? We got to do a stare down. Ryan, we got to do the stare down for the fight promotion.
Yeah. No touching faces.
No, we can't. No touching faces.
Touching faces.
Here we go. Man, look at all the cameras out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn, Gina. Where's Alvin Mack? Where's Alvin Mack?
Oh, no.
Where's Alvin Mack? Look at Dave Jackson.
There's a whole thing. Hey, you know.
I think we got it.
They're like, get out of here.
Where's
Kevin
enough.
Miller? He's wow. on the
that's
floor.
Enough. I knock it off.
Ryan Kelly is leaving the building with his trainers.
I really do like the fact that this is, I mean, there was some venom behind the Prod Joe Timberfake, and obviously on the fan page, Doug, there's some haters of Timberfake, but God bless the two of them for being legit. And
what
and,
are you doing?
Is this on? No, like me and Prod Joe, there was hate there.
Yes, there was venom.
You know, there's no hate here, but like I said, when you get in the ring.
Oh no, it's on like Donkey
yeah,
Kong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're doing something so sexy and something so special.
Right.
You know, and I like it wouldn't matter if I fought the Barnhart Brawler, we'd sell it out. It doesn't matter. I sell out fights. I'm the I'm the money man.
All right, I gotta cut it off.
All right, okay. I'm just saying right. I'm there sexuous it, and it's added a great lot,
but
that's
thank you. All right. There it is. Doug, that's it.
And Tim, it sells out fights. I want to thank you, sir, because you know I'm the sweet scientist.
Right.
For helping make St. Louis the boxing capital of America for that night.
Now, what is this? All of a sudden, he's wearing Timberbank trunks. Now, this is the man calling the fight. I never saw Lampley come out and wear Tyson's trunks.
Lamps never did that.
Iggy's wearing
Don Dunphy may have done that.
Now they're comparing. Now they're comparing weeds.
Look at
now
Iggy.
They're comparing weeds.
Hi, Gaga.
That'll be good on the fan page.
Nice look. A really nice look.
Oh, he's so sick. Gonna put on the jacket as well.
Timberfix putting on the
there
jacket.
There we go. There's the Billy Barty
Iggy to
jacket.
Put on the jacket. But
this Andy, I'm going to start calling for drops just because the show is getting hijacked. We have so many wonderful segments, and now Iggy's drops of the week are actually sponsored. And it's presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Let's take a listen to Iggy's drops of the week.
Nice little sun kiss. Never hurt anybody.
Is it possible she has a hangover from butt day?
A nice little sun kiss. Never hurt anybody.
Would that be gay cock?
If you think Steven Tyler gets him wet.
That's a gay cock.
Man, I was ponied up.
Let's go to the hot tub and see
Enjoy
Scott's
Florida,
wrinkled
Iggy.
Ball sack.
Hey, how'd you like to come back to my place and see my hot dog? Pawn your hole?
You can go in the back door.
She's been your girl for a long time, dog.
Is that me?
I think so.
Yeah, but there's some hair in there and some sag.
Was she a leggy blonde, a buxom brunette? Unless there was a gimp mask involved. Remember anyway, that was an FFF.
Tore apart the fabric of somebody's sphincter, I guarantee you that. The urinal pube has been suspended.
Because I want this bitch out.
Poopity.
Probably looking at 8 to 10 stool samples.
I don't think I've ever seen a meat sport coat.
I will get the lamb.
Clip that off.
KK Brew Brew.
I'm not touching that.
Tim McKernan, because he's great. Hashtag running.
Geez. Clip that off.
Well, I don't need to do any prep work. I'm the business of what I do.
Is there DNA in poop?
Can you imagine the size of the Hoosiers that you will attract?
I drool over Alex Reyes.
Will there be a food trough?
So I was in the one with the baby changing station.
Let me ask you a question, Joe Roderick. Can you account for all your underwear?
Organ meats. You old dog.
You need a sweet, sweet release.
Had a long john down my throat.
Well, Frank, I'm gay.
There's a lot of stars in AM radio.
I'm just going to make up a story about a chick with a boat. How's that? They'll love this. Childish douche.
Is that like PersianKitty.com?
Creeps that just walk around with their clothes on and boners.
How long is this segment?
Yeah, and he just farted all night.
Oh, look at this, Doug. Somebody wants to see your nipple.
With a fake boner.
We want shirts that say as much.
I will do my best, though, Timmy.
Hey, Mike.
Dr. Doggy style.
All right, well, just let me know what you want, Timmy. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Iggy's more of a lemming than Doug and I.
Iggy, you are a creep.
No, he's not creepy. He's our Iggy.
I'm not a little monster. I'm just a fan.
Iggy! Iggy!
Oh, Iggy. Iggy, say it ain't so.
Go get your shine box, Doug.
Dr. Doggy style.
KK Brew Brew.
Hey, I want to, if I go tomorrow, I can get in.
Wow, wow, wow. There it is. Iggy's Drops of the Week. Presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. But the nice thing is, it's not over. There's actually more. Bertarelli Cutlery makes it
Cuts
possible.
Of the Week are brought
week.
To you by...
Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
This is the Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships, we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill is your home for the best cheesesteak in St. Louis. Two locations on Manchester and Maplewood and Old Ballas and Creve Coeur. Stop into the Post for Thursday and Friday Blues games for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game, a free Blue Note shot when Steen scores, and 10% off your tab for wearing your Blues gear. Happy hour 3 to 6 Monday through Friday. Discounted pints, wells, and select $5 appetizers. Tuesdays are all day happy hour. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
Cuts of the week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Mike Lee is apparently somehow on all three phone lines. Yeah, Mike, we'll go ahead and put him on, Doug. I'll see what the word
hello,
is.
Hello, Mike. Mike.
Hello.
Mike. Yes, hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Are you there? Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
No, you're
hello.
Mike.
You're Mike.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Yes, we hear you. Yes.
No, I'm not Mike. You're Mike.
Hey, I'm on the back of tomorrow. I can get in.
Cut two.
I played on baseball teams that did things to locker rooms. I lived in a fraternity house. Mine eyes have never seen anything like what I saw yesterday.
Well, the nice thing is, Doug, at the new studios, there will be private restrooms, and the inclination to just blast all over would hopefully be reduced by nicer restrooms. Maybe not, though. Maybe this is just who we are.
Cut three.
I walked in yesterday.
Martin's leaving.
I'm pretty impressed. You know, you guys are on the move up. Things are happening. At least that's what they said in all the meetings. I walked in. Your guy Plowsy here, this is a true story. He's wearing rubber gloves and a mask. He looked like he was about to do an autopsy, and I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, just cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah.
What kind of frat house is this?
Cut four.
Talked to her last night, and we were texting back and forth, and she retweeted our tweet. They're looking forward to having Lana Rhodes back on the TMA tomorrow, and she retweeted that and liked that, and I said, so we're good tomorrow? She goes, yep, 7 o'clock, so I don't.
So what was the first question again?
Yeah. First question is, are you awake?
Is it possible she has a hangover from butt day?
Cut five.
Everyone thinks the gay community just loves Lady Gaga, and she's great. She's a fantastic performer. I think she's very pretty. I think she does a great job, and I don't think you could really have a lot of bad things to say about her. But what makes your guys' show great is you just had a golf announcer talking about it and breaking it down, which was absolutely hilarious. And I give you guys lots of credit for bringing them on, because that made my day.
Cut six.
I want Doug Long's son to text in and say, he watched me train. I want him to say what he saw. And I'm telling you, man, it's some secret sex that you don't know about.
Secret sex? Come on, you can't say that about him.
No, I'm just telling you, your son got to watch some secret sex today.
He did not. You were boxing.
What do you mean? He watched me train for a whole round.
Okay, but that's different than secret sex. You were hitting a bag.
Cut seven.
Do you know a lot about the two Stormy combatants?
Yeah, I do. It's Larry and Kelly. Will win. First round KO.
Wow.
How do you handle the 10-point must scoring system?
Ryan Kelly, perfect 10 across the board, turn base, zero.
You need to be objective, Larry. This isn't a girl next door contest. You can't just throw 10s right across the board.
Mm.
You have to watch the fight a little bit and be objective.
I do. Ryan Kelly wins.
That's classic. Doug, there you go.
Does it get any better than Larry Nickel?
No.
Does it get any better than Larry Nickel? Larry Nickel will be on the call with Iggy about 25 hours from now, and maybe about 12, 14 hours from when people will be hearing this tomorrow morning. The Battle on Broadway, presented by Bud Select. And with that, it is now time for our Hot Shots email of the day. And what a month it has been in the month of February. We have been giving away prizes from Hot Shots, and the prizes have led to incredible emails. We have some of the greats all competing and all submitting, and it looks like Stephen Wildwood gets the Dexter Fowler leadoff spot. He is here to listen. Hey, boys, if Tim's son turns out to be gay, I would like him to date one of my sons. In the book, Jack Waltz's bed is bloody, but not from a horse's head. It was because Tom Hagen banged him so hard the night before.
Oh.
He was bleeding from his ass. And then Johnny Fontaine comes along with his olive oil voice in Guinea Charm, and she runs off. She threw it all away just to make me look ridiculous. And a man in my position cannot afford to be made to look ridiculous. Now you get the hell out of here. And if that Goomba tries any rough stuff, you tell him I ain't no band leader. Yeah, I heard that story. That's Steve in Wildwood. Wonderful. He's got a formula, the cat, and the formula is working this month.
Who is that now?
That's Steve in Wildwood. He's
Steve
right there.
Steve in Wildwood. Oh. Hi, how are you?
What up, Del? I'm in the business of hot predictions, and tonight I offer you these for free. Ryan Kelly weighs in under just 170. Timber Fake weighs in at 147.5. The half pint, the half pound being the bottle of Xanax in his pocket. Now, I did some calculating, so bear with me. Plowsy's favorite male lover, Manuel, has a penis that weighs roughly 1.5 pounds. So if you think about it, Timber Fake will weigh in at a bag of 98 and a bottle of Xanax. And number three, Ryan Kelly wins in the second round. Timber Fake is blacked out by midnight. Holla at your boy. It's from the Soulard Twink Boy. P.S. Doug, will you join me in the bathroom and turn my face into a toilet seat?
No.
At Soulard Twink Boy, a force to do it. This one comes from another emailer who is present and accounted for. It's Matt Ubols at Hanks, a champion. Gentlemen, Ryan, Timberfake, allow me to speak metaphorically for a brief moment. How was the Revolutionary War won? Grit? Determination? Sure, but it was also won with hard work. While George Washington was busy day and night training militia and closing home loans, General Cornwallis was out until the wee hours of the night, hopped up on meth and fireball.
Yes.
The war wasn't won with overwhelming power. It wasn't won with money. It was won with strategy, patience, and precision. So to Ryan Kelly, I will leave you with this. In the words of the wonderful Colonel Bill Prescott, don't punch until you see the white on his nose. Matt, who bowls at Hanks. Hey guys, I wanted to reach out with a quick question. So my boyfriend is a huge fan of TMA. This is going to be great because it's either a woman or a gay gentleman.
I hope it's a, you know, I would rather it be a lady, about 48.
He's been listening for years and continues to listen every single morning at work.
Nope.
He regularly sends me clips and has me listen to them in the car. And he has also brought me to a couple of live shows. His birthday is coming up on March 5th, which is conveniently a Sunday. But I wanted to check and see if there would be any possible way for me to give them a shout-out on the show Friday before that, March 3rd. It'd be better off texting in the morning of. I can also try that. Let me know if this is possible. Thanks, Lee at Wash U, class of 2016.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I don't know what to make of it.
I wish Doug was here.
L-E-A-H. So
it's not a L-E-E.
If this is accurate, she leaves a website so you can check her out if you want, Jennings.
Absolutely.
Yep, there you go.
There you go. Thank you very much. I have internet.
This one comes from Misty Plops. You guys like Misty Plops?
Plops! Plops!
Guys, Plops here. Tim, do you think it might be possible to set up a pregnancy photo shoot like Beyonce did to show off the belly and be a little sexy? It'll be simple. I have this little hill in my backyard, and Doug will just kneel down on in a jean skirt with hoop earrings and a veil on his head with no shirt on, sensually looking into my camera while covering his nipples with his hands as if to say, you wish, boy pig, teehee. I'll snap a few pictures from my personal collection, and then he can leave. Sure, it doesn't have anything to do with you or your wife, but it'll be kind of in a tribute to you guys. Nobody even needs to know about it. I'll keep the pictures a secret, and you can ask Marcus, the youth pastor that ran my summer camp for years. I'm excellent at keeping secrets. Let me know. Thanks. That comes from Misty Plops, wet nurse. Misty Plops.
Marcus,
wet nurse.
Youth pastor. Yes.
Dear Diary, what a week at Stool Samples LLC. The kind of week that makes you glad you put in the hours fingering through feces instead of going to the tickle fights with your stepdad under the overpasses in Soulard. It was a Code Brown, the crew from 590 had a classic whodunit on their hands. Who desecrated Timmy's office? Who defiled Doug's dump dungeon? Who caused the catastrophe in the cat's colon catcher? It was up to me to solve it. As I sifted through various samples, picking through remnants of Tombstone Pizza, Kirky Brew Brew Wings, and a skirt steak from Lady Gaga's meat dress, I couldn't help but think about how lucky I was. We're still trying to figure it out, though. A lot of samples are contaminated with Doug Vaughn's daddy butter. That comes from the stool sample tester, Mr. Nipples. Mr. Nipples.
Stools.
I would, but I'm busy.
We're doing a show. I'll hold them up for you, G-Money.
Boys, fellas, all this baby talk lately makes me think of all my all-time favorite prank I pulled, secretly getting a vasectomy before convincing my wife we should have a baby. I can't recommend this trick for everybody, though, as one of my friends tried it and somehow the vasectomy didn't take, and his son came out much darker than him. Thanks. That comes from Reeves.
All right, Doug.
Reeves.
Yeah, we'll finish it.
Any good one, any good ones, Tim?
Lousy, I love you, by the way.
This is from the White Collar Gangster.
Uh-oh.
He's also a fan favorite.
Where's the... Oh, he left.
No one can suspend him, so someone's going to actually be able to hear the entire email.
Congrats and thank you. You have ensured AM radio will continue for another generation. Now let's shift our focus to Friday night. This isn't just a boxing match. This is an event. I would love to have an opportunity to sip on some brandy and talk the world wars with Judge Mike. I also hope I can take a sexy shot with pretty boy Paul Parker. Matt, who bowls at Hank, says he's going, but I won't count on that. There's also swirling rumors about the entrances from both fighters. Is Tony Lee walking like Ryan, like Kelly, out for reals? Will Deuce be making another stellar live appearance? Either way, I'm sure we'll be at DB's to shuttle over, but me, Sular Twink Boy, and more are starting out at Truman's first. If any punk emailers want to get a taste of me and a papa shot, I'm taking free donations. I'm looking at you, Plops and Loomster. All of your email the day wins can't save you there. It's from the White Collar Gangster.
White Collar Gangster.
And the final one comes from this gentleman right here, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Yes!
They love the hipster of Tower Grove South. Greetings, fellas. Well, fight night is finally upon us. In a veritable of who's who of douchebags, lowlifes, and losers are expected to don the red carpet in anticipation of the brawl to end all brawls, the battle on Broadway. Who will win this epic clash of the titans? Both have trained tirelessly for months with their eyes on the prize. A wrestling belt probably purchased at Walmart for $3.99 and also some pride. But still, the main event doesn't take place until after behind the dumpster at DB's when Doug KOs my horniness with a vicious tongue punch to my backside. Thank you. That's from the hipster of Tower Grove South. And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. Jennings, the cat, what you got?
You go first because I'm...
Cat's going after, go next. I'm going to go wherever, whatever the side it's on.
I'm telling you, I had Stephen Wildwood, Matt Who Bowls at Hanks, Misty Plops, Mr. Nipples, and the hipster. I'll go with the hipster.
You gotta go with the hipster.
I respect the hipster.
Oh, I didn't see you were here. Hi, buddy.
I love
you. He's always
Since
here.
You said you respect the hipster, I'm going hipster.
All right.
Oh, wow. Doesn't even matter. I've been relegated. Irrelevant. The hipster of Tower Grove South, he gets a handshake. That's great sportsmanship.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
He's a talented emailer, this hipster of Tower Grove South, and he wins a Lemmings lunch here at Hot Shots. Well, this is it, Jennings. There's nothing more to say now.
No, and we've said it all tonight, that's for sure. Thank you very much.
Let's get it on.
I think it's going to be an epic battle. I really do. I cannot wait, and I'll admit again, I would love to be there. Jay Boyd has said you're coming with me. Now. I got to be open at the Rock at 6:30. I'll be locked and loaded to two of the greats of all time. Larry, Nickel, and Iggy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being right next to him as they make the call.
And I highly recommend anybody going to the South Broadway Athletic Club, bring your earbuds.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud. Jennings, can I get a prediction from you?
I knew you were going to ask this.
It's my responsibility as a journalist.
I know it is. You're only a couple of hours short.
8 hours.
I'm going to go Ryan Kelly in a split decision.
Split decision.
I think it will be a battle throughout. I think they both are healthy. They're both ready to go. I think there'll be some back and forth. But I think in the end, the judges will go with Ryan Kelly. Now, it will not surprise me one bit if Timberfake does as he's done before and stuns the world.
Wow,
he stunned me.
Wow,
Just, the last 7 days with a little more AB product and whatever has kind of scared me.
The cat, the action is on you. You're the sweet scientist, perhaps the most respected opinion of everybody.
Yes. Tim, I have the Cardinals winning 110 games this year. As for the fight, honestly, I would give the edge to Ryan Kelly, but he has shocked the world before. I'm listing it officially as a pick'em. But yeah. I do know this. It's for a great cause, and I think that's the main thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that these two guys, you know, everyone can say whatever they want, but these two guys are actually going to go fight
They're
in the ring.
They're going to do it.
Amen.
And I think that demands all of our respect.
Yep.
God
yep.
bless
Honestly.
You, Timber Faye. God bless
I
you,
wouldn't
Kelly.
Do it.
God bless you, Dave Jackson, Harold Petty.
I just hope the listeners understand this isn't me and producer Joe. This is for something amazing that all of you fans here have paid $50 that are going straight to the charities. You may hate me, some of you love me, but just for the fact that you guys supported the sponsors, I could sell out any show whoever I box. But
be careful now.
But the thing is, we're doing something special, and it's up for all the 590 listeners, the fan pinners. This is something amazing that I didn't expect, and I'm so glad to be part of it.
All
and
right.
You're
amazing. Yes, sir.
You're
That's
amazing.
That's a great way to end it.
Jennings, I have to give my prediction.
Keep that away. Yeah, well, what are you going to... I mean, you are a tremendous prognosticator.
Well, I've been wrong on both previous bouts.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what I thought on the first Producer Joe bout. I know I thought Timberfake would lose the second.
Everybody did.
I thought for sure. And within 5 seconds, I saw it, and I thought, oh, my God, Timberfake's going to win this thing.
Yep.
I think Ryan Kelly is going to win this thing, but I have to tell you, in the back of my mind, I could see him doing it because he's done it before, and that is him shocking the world.
Yep.
My official prediction is Ryan Kelly in a decision, okay. But I don't think this is going to be a slap boxing bout. I think both fighters are going to land substantial punches tomorrow night at South Broadway Athletic Club.
One thing about Timberfake, I'll give you this. Like, producer Joe didn't expect that kind of onslaught.
No.
And I think you do take some people by surprise. That's why I'm saying could go either way.
My official prediction, Ryan Kelly in a decision tomorrow night. And he says there ain't going to be no rematch. The mic is over. We're done. We have to wrap up.
Good night, Irene.
We have to wrap.
You
can
finished.
Do it. You can do it on Iggy's Got Kegler's Corner coming up.
Iggy
after.
Has a post show. He does a post show rematch.
Iggy's Got Kegler's Corner.
You can appear on that. We have to wrap it up. Let me ask the audience, though, before we go.
Yes, let's
by applause, who thinks Timberfake is going to win? Jennings,
not
I would
bad.
Say it's a smattering.
It's a smattering.
Who thinks Ryan Kelly is going to win? Wow.
Pretty close.
Wow.
And who thinks that come Monday morning we're going to be doing a terrible radio show?
Yeah.
Right in front of the Cardinals.
Right Nicely
in front of the
done,
Cardinals
Cat.
Spring training. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We can't wait to see you at South Broadway Athletic Club Friday night. Thank you to Hot Shots on Manchester for having us. For the Plowhawk. For Andy Hanselman on the ones and twos, for the Sea Monster, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jennings Randolph Jr., for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com live in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today at Hot Shots on Manchester. Woo!